We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
The following is a Learfield presentation of MSN.
It is a great day to be a Mountaineer wherever you may be.
The Mountaineer Sports Network. All across the Mountain State, this is MSN, the Mountaineer Sports Network. Welcome to the Neil Brown Press Conference Show, presented by Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration. Today's show is brought to you by Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration, the official restoration company of the West Virginia University Mountaineers, Farmer Klein and Campbell, West Virginia's injury lawyers, CEC, civil and environmental consultants, hiring West Virginia Virginians to do West Virginia's work. CECINC.com. That's CECINC.com. In addition to Coach Brown's weekly comments, we'll hear from West Virginia assistant coaches and key Mountaineer players. Now let's talk Mountaineer football and head live to the Pushcar Center in Morgantown. Alongside the Wolfman, Dale Wolfley, here's your host, Dan Zangrilli.
And thanks so much for joining us, Mountaineer Nation. A very pleasant good afternoon to you. The 2021 football season is officially underway. We raise the curtain on our broadcast calendar year here as we get you ready for West Virginia University football this week, coming up from College Park, Maryland. Glad to have you along, Wolfman, alongside. Yep. I'm Dan Zangrilli, and here we are. It is game week, West Virginia and Maryland coming up live from College Park. The Mountaineers have won every game played there since 2003. And along last, a sense of normalcy, I think, is starting to permeate, and we've been able to really make that progress on the climb that we've been longing for here in year number three under the tenure of head coach Neil Brown. He's coming up in just moments, a few moments away from addressing the masses here in his first game week press conference. Wolf, I'm glad to be back with you. We're glad to be back on the air here on the Mountaineer Sports Network. So it begins here, 2021.
You know, I'm fired up, Danny, because this is year three. The team has been making great improvements, great strides, and I'm talking about the entire program. And when you see these facilities, eventually everyone's going to have the opportunity to get through it. And I'm telling you right now, these facilities are as top as anywhere. Man. We're in the same league, man. You know, I'm not going to say who's got the best facilities, but we are in the same league as the big boys. WVU is a big boy in facilities, baby, and I'm fired up. And thanks to Shane Lyons, our administration, you know, President Gee, Coach Brown and what he's doing with this program, it is really something else. So, yeah, I'm jacked up. I'm fired up. It's Maryland week. You know I don't like the Terps. You know I'm saying that, Danny. I don't like them. There is a little bit of a rivalry. It goes back.
Of course.
They were red-lettered games.
So West Virginia making their way to College Park, and a 2-3 season for the Terps last year under Mike Locksley. What can we expect in a quick snapshot? What do you anticipate Neil is going to say here in the next few moments?
He's going to say they got very good athletes. You know, I counted with John Antonik about 4 to 5 star athletes out there. So they got players, man. Locksley can recruit. They're very young, but very talented. So it's going to be a challenge. Anytime you go down to Maryland, it's a challenge.
It is, and we look forward to embarking on that challenge as West Virginia coming off their bowl victory and a full off season with a great recruiting class, a brand new facility, and so much more is about to start a brand new chapter here in 2021. And we're here to tell you all of those stories as Neil Brown's press conference is moments away. Plus, we're going to hear from Mountaineer assistant coaches and players over the next hour with you on our Mountaineer Sports Network affiliates, and also, of course, on the digital streaming platform. So you can give us a look on the WVU Facebook page, on Twitter at WVU Football, and, of course, on many MSN radio affiliates. It's all brought to you by Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration, the official restoration company of the West Virginia Mountaineers. This is the Neil Brown Press Conference Show.
When the unexpected happens, it's good to know you can count on the certified professional restorers at Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration. Whether it's fire, smoke, flood, or storm that damages your home or business, you can rest assured that we have helped thousands of families just like yours. With the right people, equipment, and expertise, we are ready to respond 24 hours a day to get you quickly back on your feet.
I'm Neil Brown. When disaster strikes your home or business, tell your insurance provider you prefer the restoration company the Mountaineers call. Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration.
Injured in a car wreck? The last thing you should worry about is how much it's going to cost you to fight the insurance company. Call 800-687-5990. Attorneys Farmer, Klein, and Campbell. It costs you nothing out of pocket, and we don't get paid unless you do. We know about the money the insurance companies won't tell you about. We could get you more. Injured in a car wreck? It costs you nothing out of pocket. Nothing. Call attorneys Farmer, Klein, and Campbell. 800-687-5990. Around here, you matter.
You're listening to the Neil Brown Press Conference Show, presented by Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration, the official restoration company of the West Virginia University Mountaineers. Now it's time to hear from head coach Neil Brown.
Head coach Neil Brown about to step to the podium here in just a moment. You can hear the chatter in the room from the assembled media. They're about to ask Neil, after his opening statements here, Maryland week, a bunch of questions as it pertains to the Maryland Terrapins. And also about maybe a handful of position battles on the offensive line, Wolf, maybe a few on the defensive side of the ball. But West Virginia, I think, going into this fall camp, with fewer and fewer question marks, which is obviously a sign of not only growth, development, but also depth as well.
There's no doubt that this team, offensively, defensively, and special teams, has improved in every phase. Going in with the offensive line, let's take it back there, Zach Frazier, redshirt freshman, you know, really is the anchor of that offensive line. And you got to love it when a young guy like that, it's a young offensive line, but they're very athletic. And those positions will work themselves out eventually, especially in probably the first two or three games. You'll see that they'll get more solidified and probably, you know, keep a rotation going at the same time because they're a little bit deeper. Mm-hmm. Defensive line, boy, that first D line, I'm telling you what, they're a sight to be seen. And this camp has been very special for them.
And this is without Darius Stills. I guess there's a lot of question marks when you initially say, all right, well, how do you replace a guy, one of the great D linemen in West Virginia University football history, in Darius Stills? But you've got Akeem Mezador, obviously, that has looked really, really good. Brother Dante is ready to kind of spread his wings, fly on its own, and back into your linebackers and your secondary. Of course, Alonzo Adai is helping anchor that defense as a veteran captain. Want to go ahead and stay on the offensive side of the ball here for a moment. Jared Dagey, by all accounts, we've heard from his wide receivers, there's a lot more arm strength from the WVU signal caller, And what we've been able to look at in some of these closed practices and some of these scrimmages, we've got some pretty good footwork from number two of the old Golden Blue. That's a different looking QB from a year ago, isn't it?
And he's thinking differently because obviously he's moving his feet, and they've worked on that, improved it through spring ball, summer, and now fall camp. And you can definitely see that he has more poise in the pocket. He has more self-awareness in the pocket. He can feel the presence of defenders around him and just better in the pocket. Overall, he's improved his mental capacity in the pocket, not to mention that his strength has completely improved for the long ball.
So, Letty Brown, as Neil said, at one of the fall camp pressers, this offense is really going to run through him. Obviously, as somebody who can carry the ball and do the lion's share out of the backfield. But, Wolf, how adept is he as a pass catcher out of the backfield? Neil put a number on it. He wants to see perhaps 40 receptions from his top back in Letty Brown, who is going to be the dog of this offense.
Yeah, it's completely doable for LB. He really has improved his overall skill set. He, to me, and Rick Neuheisel said it last week on your podcast, Danny, in your great interview you had, he said that Letty Brown is going to be poised to make that next step up to the next level, and that the NFL will probably ordain him when you see the draft come.
All right, Neil Brown about to step to the podium here and address the masses, so we'll head inside to the number third-year head coach of the West Virginia Mountaineers.
Are they paying? Is it worth it, what they're paying?
So the head coach of the West Virginia Mountaineers here on MSN Radio, his Maryland preseason or his Maryland press conference prior to game one.
Y'all just tell me when you're ready.
All right.
Awesome. All right, let's get rolling. Good morning, and thank you all for being here. It's game week. It's taken us a while to get here, but we are finally here. And really kind of just grateful to open the season. I told our staff this morning, and I'll share with our players this afternoon when we get together. I think we need to find joy in coaching and playing at this time of the year. So many things going on in the world. Thoughts and prayers go out to everybody in Louisiana dealing with Hurricane Ida. And then military forces in Afghanistan and everywhere, especially those families that have lost loved ones. So, you know, a lot going on in the world that's negative, and hopefully, you know, our fans and our players and our staff can really find some joy in the opportunity to get out and compete this week. And so excited about starting the season. I'm glad we're on the road to start off. I really am. We had some struggles there last year, so we're looking to play much improved than we did a year ago on the road. Starting off with a rivalry game versus a very talented Maryland team. Coach Loxley and his staff have done a great job recruiting. I know they had a top 20 class last year, and you can see that talent in being displayed on all three phases. Difficult first game. New coordinators in all three phases for them. Start with offense. They're spread. They're multiple. Tight end, quarterback, receiver, their skill set, their skill players are really talented. A quarterback, really talented kid. Saw him play multiple times in high school. He's a winner. He's a dual threat. He can run the football. He throws it intermediary, in deep. Has nice touch. And I know that from seeing him live. Receiver-wise, very talented. You know, maybe as talented as anybody we're going to play this year. They are they're probably 4 to 6 quality guys there at the receiver position. It starts for them at receiver with Demas and Jarrett, and I think those guys are explosive. It's going to be a great challenge for us. And then the tight end's back. And the tight end's a really good player. He's an NFL prospect. I saw he was on the Senior Bowl watch list as well. So just their talent, there's their skill on offense is going to be a challenge for us. Defensively, I thought they played extremely well at the end of last season. If you look at their stats last three games, impressive. They're big up front. Number 34, he led the Big Ten in sacks last year. The number 30 who plays the edge for him, he had a huge game against Rutgers at the end of the season when he came back from injury. And they're very good in the back end. They challenged people their last three games. Now, what they're going to do with the new coordinator to be determined, but they're talented. Stills we recruited him really hard, and he was a freshman All-American. He had a great year. And then on special teams, their kicker returns, he's been very solid. They have a right-footed punter and a left-footed punter that they use, and they've been good as well. And so with that, I'll take questions.
So, Neil, for a coach, what worries you in openers maybe compared to other games, especially when it's a fellow Power 5?
Yeah, I think there's just the unknowns. You know, until you go out and play a game, I'm not sure that you know for sure what you have. You know, I think the college really system has flaws. You know, I've been a big proponent for a long time. I think college football is lacking behind. You know, high schools have scrimmages. NFL teams have preseason practices or preseason scrimmages, and then they have dual practices. You know, I think there's a model out there in college football that we should explore that gives us an opportunity. I don't know if we need to scrimmage because our numbers are so low, but I think there's a way to practice with another team, you know, even maybe somebody at a lower level, just to line up and play against somebody other than yourself, because I think that any coach that says they know what they have, you know, I don't know if I'm believing them, because you're lining up and you're playing against yourselves the whole time. And so that's probably the biggest concern, you know, is just, you know, where are we at? Now it's time to play. You know, it's definitely time to play. We need to play and kind of see where we're at and see where we need to grow. But there's always concern just because you don't know.
Four unknowns with this opener because they only played five games last year and they've got so many new guys in their 2D.
Yeah, fair. Well, I think if you look at it, John, they're one of the, you know, have the highest, one of the highest return rates percentage-wise on offense and defense. But there's not a whole lot to go on. They only played five games a year ago. And like I said, they have new coordinators. You know, it's Coach Stewart on defense. You know, he's at Baylor last year, and then he was in the NFL. It's been since 17 since he really called it. So, you know, you're kind of, you know, kind of guessing, for lack of a better term, on that. Coach Enos is the offense coordinator, and, you know, last time he called it, he was at Miami. He was at Cincinnati, and they were really good last year, obviously. And then special teams-wise – you know, they've got a new coordinator there as well. And so with Coach Zook, and so he's been on the staff, but he hasn't been the actual coordinator. So, you know, we're trying to use our best guesses on what we're going to see.
You mentioned looking forward to playing this first one on the road. Is that just to kind of break the string from last year, or the idea of, hey, we're all coming together and, you know, getting this, you know, getting all the focus, getting away from a little bit of the hoopla? What's the
idea
there?
Yeah, no, I just, you know, we need to get a bad taste out of our mouth. We didn't go on the road and perform as well. That hadn't been the case historically. You know, we played our best football on the road in 19, you know, winning at Kansas State and winning at TCU. So, and then historically for our staff, we've played really well on the road, you know. So I don't think it's an issue, but we still got to go out and win on the road, which we didn't a year ago.
On your sideline, do you, in a first game, kind of look for certain tells for people who maybe haven't seen yet? And then, in addition, this year is different because you may have veterans who didn't play in front of a crowd last year, and you're on the road, and it just seems like that normal alertness might be heightened.
Yeah, I think that was something that was lost last year. I don't think the newcomers that played, and we played several freshmen a year ago, we played our first game with nobody here against Eastern Kentucky. So they were maybe able to get into the flow. There maybe weren't as many nerves as there normally would have been. And then we went and, you know, I don't know what they said the percentage was at Oklahoma State, but there was a pretty good crowd there. So, and that's the way it was for most of the games last year. You had a feel, even though it maybe wasn't as many people as normal, it was loud, whether it was stadium noise or whatever. So outside of our first game and maybe our second game, we played Baylor here. You know, our guys played in pretty good atmospheres, but it is going to be different. It's going to be different for the Wyatt Milams, the Caden Prathers, that, you know, I'm just thinking on offense, that their first college football experience is going to be quite a bit different than Zach Frazier's was last year playing against an empty stadium in Eastern Kentucky.
Have you decided who's developmental squad, what freshmen are going to play?
We've got an idea. You know, we really do. I think offensively, you know, I'll start right there, is Caden Prather. he'll be in the rotation. He's going to play. Wyatt Milam will play at some point. I think those are, you know, Justin Johnson will probably see some playing time offensively. Defensively, we, you know, both transfers at linebacker, not their first college action. And then Charles Woods also. Aubrey Burks is a possibility, you know, and then Kerry Martin, who didn't play a year ago. So those are some new faces, maybe Aubrey being only true freshman maybe on defense. But those are some of the new faces that will play.
You know, I know you talked about Casey Legge a couple weeks ago, but, you know, now that he's officially the starter, can you just – it's such a unique path he's taken to get here from a small private school that didn't even have football. So, you know, what has that kind of been like for him the last couple of years, and just kind of what stuck out most to you in the spring and summer and fall about him?
Well, he won the job in fall camp. And I'd be remiss without talking about Evan. You know, and I had this conversation with Evan. I mean, what he's been able to do in just under 10 months from a really severe knee injury, you know, what he's been able to do as far as coming back and kicking, and he's going to handle our kickoff duties. But I think it's you know, we all need to appreciate – he needs to appreciate what he's been able to do in a relatively short amount of time is coming back and being able to perform at a high level. Casey's just really consistent through fall camp. He's done a nice job of changing the ball flight, getting it up higher. The thing that I really like is he's so grounded in all aspects of his life. He doesn't get too high, doesn't get too low. If you remember, he got pressed into action 2 years ago and really made a huge kick at Baylor that got taken away, but then went back against Kansas State and made a huge kick as well. Struggled a little bit at the end of last year, and we put Sumter in to kind of finish the year. But I think it's a great story. You know, he a soccer player growing up, never played high school football, didn't have high school football, came here and really kind of waited his turn, took advantage of his opportunities, and now he'll go out there and he'll kick the ball for us when we line up against Maryland as a starter.
Number of redshirt freshmen on the depth chart also, and you mentioned obviously last year abnormal year for them. Are you getting the sense that with a more normal offseason they're getting back to where they would have been, you know, had they gone through a regular progression first 2 years in the program?
Well, that's the hope. That's the hope. We're work in progress probably on as far as the offensive line goes. You know, we're not as deep as we'd like to be. But those guys that have been in our program now, we're starting to show some signs of strength and development. You know, and defensively, it's really the only spot that we're really young is in the back end. You know, our second group in the back end is inexperienced, and we're going to have to get them playing time. It's important. You know, these first three games in non-conference play, we've got to get them experience by the time we get to Oklahoma.
Depth charts, Neil, but, you know, what happened with the battle between Daryl and Jackie, and how do you see that kind of working out even forward?
Yeah, so Jackie missed a good bit of time. He's going to play, and he's going to be healthy for the game, but he missed some time during fall camp. And Jackie's going to play a lot. Daryl Porter was we grade everything defensively, and he was our most productive in that room during fall camp. And he's had some growth, and he's earned that opportunity. But Jackie will play and play a lot.
Question about right tackle, Lynn. You talked a lot about that competition. Do you see both those guys playing, or do you go with a hot hand? Or?
No, I think both will play. Yeah, both will play. A lot of it will depend how practice goes this week. We'll have – this will be our hardest day of the week today, kind of a medium day tomorrow, and then we'll walk through Thursday, run through Friday, but Tuesday and Wednesday's practice will go a long way to determine how those reps are going to be split up.
Rakeem Jarrett, big time reputation. Is there enough on her to see what he can do? Looks like he's going to return kicks.
Yeah, you know, you just turn on the Penn State game from a year ago. You know, he takes two to the house, you know, runs away from Penn State's DBs, you know, and a huge win for them. He goes over 100 as a true freshman. You know, you can watch his high school tape. You know, he's super talented, and I expect him to be more comfortable than he was a year ago. So he's a threat. He's a threat. We've got to locate him. We know they're going to try to get him the ball a bunch of different ways. They lined him up multiple positions last year, and I think he'll be even more of a focal point for him this year. Yeah, he'll rotate some at guard and at center, but he's moved into our second center position. He's had a solid fall camp. He got sick a little bit last week and missed some time, but I like his potential. I really do. He's a guy that's feisty. He's a smart football player. You know, I think the center position is something that's not as natural for him. But we forced it through the spring and into fall camp, and he's starting to communicate at a high level. And his confidence in playing that position, our confidence in him playing that position, has continually to grow and feel good. If he needed to go in there, we feel good about him.
Neil, it seems like you can both throw and run the ball, and then you've got what looks like a balanced offense there. Going against a defense that you're not sure what they're going to do like you're doing now, how do you set it up going into the game.
Yeah, I think that what you do is you go into it and you got to have the ability to adjust. And more your game plan goes into, okay, what are you best at? Like coming out of fall camp, you rep your whole package. And of that package, you know, and our defense does multiple things. They give us a bunch of different looks in fall camp. So coming out of fall camp, and it's not necessarily predicated on what we were good at last year. Okay, so you know, because the pieces are different. And so coming out of fall camp is, all right, what were we the very best at, and then who do we want to feature? And so we take the concepts or the schemes that we're the best at leaving fall camp, and then the players that we want to highlight, and that's what we focus on. Rather than – because it guessing at best what they're going to do defensively. You know, obviously how they played last year and what he's done in the past when he called it – it's just a guess. You know, we don't have 100% knowledge in what they're going to do. But so I think we got to focus on our players and our schemes that we have the most confidence in, and then we've had the most success in, and that's what we'll use going into the first contest.
Neil, you had discussed some of those young defensive linemen. You needed those guys to step up. Do you like what you saw out of some of them as camp?
Yeah, I thought Jalen Thornton and Jordan Jefferson really earned those backup opportunities, and we needed them to make a step going into fall camp, and they did. You know, one person is not going to play, Darrell Middleton. He'll be out for this game. But I thought Jalen and JJ did a nice job, and they're ready to play, and they're playing the best football of their careers right now.
Progress and return to play.
Yeah, so O'Loughlin and Tony Mathis will kind of be game day decisions. You know, I'm not real sure how it's going to play out.
What kind of recruiting implications does Saturday's game have?
You know, I think it does. I think it has some implications. You know, if we're playing them at the end of the year, probably a little bit more so, closer to signing day. But I think it definitely does. I mean, that's an area that's important to us. You know, Loxley and his staff have done a nice job of going in and keeping a lot of those DMV kids right there, you know, and I think that's their goal. The more success they have, the better they're gonna be able to do that. I think going in there and getting a win, you know, will help our efforts for sure.
Were you aware of the DMV talent before you got here?
Yeah, we started getting into it at Kentucky when I was a coordinator. Yeah, you know, it's really become, you know, probably in the last 10 years nationally, and the way recruiting's worked, it's completely changed. You know, there's really no regional recruiting anymore at the highest level. It's taken on the more of a national look. But that was something that we were noticing at Kentucky at that time, back in 13 and 14. I think we were one of the first schools that were kind of going north in the SEC. Now everybody's doing it. But yeah, it's a really talented group. You know, and I think the other thing too, there's obviously a lot of population there. So where there's a lot of players, there's going to be where there's a lot of people, there's going to be more football players, just that's the way it works. But I think the coaching has increased. It was such a basketball area for such a long time, and it's still a quality basketball area, but the football has really improved coaching. There's a lot of really good programs in that area.
Take the Maryland coaches. They can make a 5-minute drive and get what they need.
Yeah. Yeah. They can well, traffic's a little different too though, John. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's probably a little easier to maneuver around Cheat Lake than it is College Park. What do you think, Tony?
Your message to Jared Dengie this week, what do you ask him to do?
Man, I really just want him to enjoy the process. You know, enjoy the process of getting prepared. We talk a lot about earning the right, you know, and he's earned the right. He really has. He's earned the right. He is. We've been talking about with our team is, you know, there's dreamers and there's vision and there's people that have visions. And dreamers, to me, they have this, you know, this dream of the type of player they want to be or what the end result. But they really, it's just kind of a dream. They just kind of think about it. And then there's people with visions, and there's the people with visions, they have a plan. And it's about action. And it's hard because there's things you got to do to receive the outcome that you want to. And he's a guy with a vision. He's earned the opportunity to go out and compete at a high level. My expectation and my belief is he's going to play well. And there's nothing I've seen over the last 9 months that would tell me any different.
Okay. Thank you, Coach.
All right. Thank you all. Travel safe.
So there is the head coach of your West Virginia University Mountaineers, Neil Brown, wrapping up at the podium. And what a way to end it on the starting quarterback, Jared Dagey. He's earned the right to be the starter. There are dreamers versus those that have vision. Those that have a vision, plan, action, and what they do is seriously very, very hard. And that's very interesting, and I think a really good dovetail into our conversation with Jared Dagey's position coach, Sean Regan. And we will hear from Sean Regan when we come back. He will join us live on set. It's the Neil Brown Press Conference Show, all presented by Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration. Stand by. We'll return here in just a moment on MSN, the Mountaineer Sports Network.
When the unexpected happens, it's good to know you can count on the certified professional restorers at Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration. Whether it's fire, smoke, flood, or storm that damages your home or business, you can rest assured that we have helped thousands of families just like yours. With the right people, equipment, and expertise, we are ready to respond 24 hours a day to get you quickly back on your feet.
I'm Neil Brown. When disaster strikes your home or business, tell your insurance provider you prefer the restoration company the Mountaineers call. Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration.
I feel like my concerns about the project budget are being overlooked by my consultant.
I feel like my accomplishments at work are being overlooked by my supervisor.
I feel like my community's requests for support are being overlooked by these large corporations.
At Civil and Environmental Consultants, people come first, always, whether that's our clients, our employees, or our friends in the community. It's why we listen intently and work harder to learn our clients' business and make their goals our goals. It's why we prioritize the career development of every individual on our team. And it's why we're invested in the sustainable growth and success of the communities across our great state. People are why we do what we love and love what we do. CEC is an employee-owned engineering and environmental consulting firm that plays a vital role in creating jobs and opportunities for West Virginians. We are all committed to building lasting relationships with the people around us every day. We'd like you to be one of those people. Visit CECinc.com for more. That's CECinc.com.
The Neil Brown Press Conference Show, presented by Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration, continues after this local timeout. This is MSN, the Mountaineer Sports Network.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
that a faucet running?
That's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest. Forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
I didn't know the trees were so amazing.
Yep, and the forest gives us shade, trees to climb.
That's awesome. Let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does, just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You're not too cool for me. And in return, I reciprocate that sentiment. I'll never be too cool for you. I was a man with a plan, but now I'm a dad with a decree, and you can't take that from me. Please let it be noted that I told my job they can dock my pay. Right now, it's just too important to take you to school every day. I want to be legendary for you. I want you to puff out your chest when you go to school the same way I do. I walk taller because of you, because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Neil Brown Press Conference Show, presented by Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration. You've heard from the head coach. Now, let's hear from a West Virginia assistant coach. Let's go back to the Pushcar Center in Morgantown with your host, Dan Zangrilli.
And across the Mountain State, we welcome you back to the Neil Brown Press Conference Show. This segment is brought to you by our friends at Farmer Klein and Campbell. If you're injured in an accident, call Farmer Klein and Campbell. They are West Virginia's injury lawyers. I'm Dan Zangrilli, along with Dale Wolfley and Sean Reagan, the head football quarterback coach of the West Virginia Mountaineers. You've been at Neil's right hip for gosh how long now?
This is season 10.
A whole decade, and you've been charged with quarterback development, and you've developed one here, so everybody believes, and so everybody is convicted in Jared Daigie.
He's gotten a whole lot better, and it's all on Daigie, really. You know, we give him the tools, he has to take those tools and make it happen, and he has. His hard work is the reason he's in the position that he's in right now.
Yeah, hey, Coach, now before we get into all about Jared Daigie, what was the competition like with Green and the other quarterbacks and Will, you know, just coming through? And how much did they push Jared before he was crowned as the starter for this season?
Well, yeah, I mean, I truly believe competition makes you better. And Garrett, he's done a great job. He's starting to feel comfortable in the offense, and he pushed him. But Daigie competed a lot within himself to get to the point that he's at.
And Neil, before he closed his press conference here just a few moments ago, he went, and I thought this was really interesting. He said there are dreamers, and then there are those with vision. Dreamers just sort of think about doing something. Those with vision, they have a plan. They put it into action. Having that vision is hard, and he made mention of how Jared's prepared for this day to be the starting quarterback going into Maryland here. Can you elaborate a little bit on the dreamer versus having that vision that he does and what that means?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's like Coach Brown says, you know, if you're dreaming, it means you want to do something, but you may not do anything about it. Okay, well, Daigie has the vision. He wants to do something, and he's been trying to do something about it since January. Mm-hmm. And his work ethic and his preparation is starting to show on the field, whether it be in the off season, how he changed his body. He's down to 9% body fat now, which is remarkable for Jared Daigie. His foot speed is better. His pocket awareness, pocket movement's gotten better, and it's all just over those thousands of reps he did from January through fall camp, and that's the reason he's in the position that he's in to be successful.
All right, so footwork and arm strength. Talk about how he was able to get both in a better place, because those two items – I think just takes his game to the next level, doesn't it?
Yeah, his footwork was – it's not that he had terrible footwork. It was his body alignment on certain throws, and he's really gotten really good at that as far as getting aligned to make the throw to be able to then transfer your weight, because everybody knows you throw with more than just an arm. Playing quarterback, you throw with your legs more than anything, probably. And he's done a great job with that. And Mike Joseph, he's bought into his plan down there. Mm-hmm. And that's where the transformation of the body and a little bit more arm strength has come is from the complete buy-in all the way around.
Yeah, you know, Coach, I told you before we got on here, I'm picking up what he's thrown down, Jared Daigie, and so are his receivers.
Right.
Now, how much has that helped Jared you know, confidence in the head and thinking, because we all know what the issues that they've been going through. So, again, they're not doing that. They're catching it. How much has that enhanced his ability to believe in himself and then go up?
Well, I think even if you take it back to last year for a brief second, you know, it was COVID. Okay, so even though we got him back to practice, Daigie wasn't able to, due to COVID protocols, to throw to all the wideouts every single day because we had him in pods or groups, whatever you want to call it. So really, this is his first year starting that he's had a complete offseason with all those guys to work on the timing. And that started back in January through spring ball, through summer workouts. I mean, he's thrown 10,000 footballs since then to all these guys. And timing is the number one thing in throwing the football. All right, it's timing, it's spacing, it's all of it together. But having the time to work with those guys and work on the timing, how they're going to come out of breaks, you know, the touch you need on the deep ball, it's all starting to show now in fall camp. And I truly believe with Daigie, it's because of having that time that he didn't have the year before.
Yeah, absolutely. And I wanted to talk about – Danny asked me before about Jared and about his pocket presence. And it seems like he just is aware. He's got that extra sense to him that he might not have had as much of before.
Yeah, and I think it's a feel thing. It's experience, so to say. It's – you know, he has a lot more trust up front, and that's because he's been around those guys more, not having to be split up and back at home and doing meetings through Zoom. He's actually getting to work with the O-line out here, you know, and it's just when you have that experience and that feel, you don't worry about the rush anymore and you keep your eyes downfield.
How much time do you think he needs in the pocket to be the effective quarterback that he truly has the ability to be?
Yeah, I think it depends on the play. You know, I mean, we tell the quarterback's ball's got to be out in 3 seconds, and that's on progression plays. In our quick game, we shoot for, you know, I'd say under 1.75. So if we can get it out on quick game in 1.75, we should be okay.
And you're able to quantify that's all in a better spot?
Yes.
All right, very good. Well, we're looking forward to it. Game one, here it is, Coach.
You and me both. I appreciate you having me.
All right. That's Sean Reagan, quarterback coach, Dale Wolfley alongside. And we'll be back in just a moment here from the Pushcar Center. It's the Neil Brown Press Conference Show. Coverage continues right after this.
When the unexpected happens, it's good to know you can count on the certified professional restorers at Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration. Whether it's fire, smoke, flood, or storm that damages your home or business, you can rest assured that we have helped thousands of families just like yours. With the right people, equipment, and expertise, we are ready to respond 24 hours a day to get you quickly back on your feet.
I'm Neil Brown. When disaster strikes your home or business, tell your insurance provider you prefer the restoration company the Mountaineers call. Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration.
Have you been injured in a wreck? You shouldn't have to worry about fighting the insurance company, and it shouldn't cost you a dime. Call attorneys Farmer, Klein, and Campbell, 800-687-5990. We help fellow West Virginians. Ask around. We've probably helped a friend, neighbor, or even a family member. We never ask you for money, and we don't get paid unless you do. Injured in a wreck? Call the law firm you know. 800-687-5990. Attorneys Farmer, Klein, and Campbell. Around here, you matter.
The Neil Brown Press Conference Show, presented by Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration, continues after this local timeout. This is MSN, the Mountaineer Sports Network.
Right now, our country feels divided, but there's a place where people are coming together.
I was nervous to talk to someone so different than me.
Me too.
Love Has No Labels and One Small Step are helping people with different political views, beliefs, and experiences connect through conversation, and it feels good.
This conversation gives me hope.
It gives me a lot of hope, too.
Take a step toward bringing our country and your community together. Start a conversation at lovehasnolabels.com/onesmallstep. A message from StoryCorps, Love Has No Labels, and the Ad Council.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You aced vehicle history searches and test drives. You out-salesmen to the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart savings strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Look out, world, we're getting strong. The future's here and we belong.
She can step, she can do more.
Like build a rocket and watch it soar.
We'll clean the oceans and make the world a better place. Oh,
she can step, so can you.
Find a cure,
invent something new.
There's no challenge in the world that
she can't face. She can STEM.
Learn more at She Can STEM. A message brought to you by the Ad Council.
Live from the Pushcar Center in Morgantown, you're listening to the Neil Brown Press Conference Show, presented by Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration. Alongside Dale Wolfley, here's your host, Dan Zangrilli.
And thanks for being with us here on your Tuesday afternoon, Mountaineer Nation. We are on the air, and we are ready to begin our broadcast slate here. It's been a whole lot of fun here the last 45 minutes or so. The depth chart has been released. Neil Brown addressed the masses. Be sure to download, by the way, our WVU Game Day app. You can listen to or watch anything that you may have missed if you're just joining us here a little bit maybe late. You'll get to all the news as it pertains to Maryland Week. We just had Sean Reagan on, West Virginia quarterback coach, and one thing that he made mention of, and it's kind of an obvious thing, right, that we were maybe not giving enough attention or credence to, and it's the fact that, you know, we talk about maybe some drop passes or Jared Daigie, you know, not being on the same page with receivers. Well, they didn't have a chance to be around each other last year. How simple of a thing that is that you take for granted in the course of an offseason, and yet that luxury was not there because of COVID.
No, you're right, Dan. You think about it, and this is no excuse for anybody because everybody had to go through this, but you think about the separate practices. You can't throw to your receivers every single time, and as Coach Rega just said, it's all about timing, which, you know, it really is, and it's kind of like, duh. Like, you know, you don't get as many reps working with the offensive line. You don't get that pocket presence. So, again, what they've done is since the bowl game and coming into the season, they've taken all of that, and they've had the opportunity to work on it. So it's a big improvement. No wonder why Jared Daigie, besides his buying into Mike Joseph in the strength room, besides him going through all these repetitions on his own, but also because he's buying in to be a team leader, and he wants to be that special player. And that's why he has been thus far. You know, Dan, I really am excited. And, you know, I want us to go back to the real quick about your Game Day app. Tell me about that, because you came out with a tidbit yesterday that told us about it. I mean, I think we should tell them.
Yeah, we should. That's a good point by you, Wolf, is, you know.
I get some once in a while.
One thing, and it's amazing, Mountaineer Nation and how they come out and how they consume all things gold and blue. We were wondering, right, because, you know, the WVU Game Day app, many of you might be watching the program or maybe even listening to it on the Game Day app. It is the sixth most downloaded and actively used month over month college app within the Learfield family. So, by all accounts,
that's out of 114.
Well, yeah, out of 114 in that Learfield family. Obviously, they control the multimedia rights for so many colleges throughout the company. And here we are checking in at number six. For years, obviously, we've lit up some digital metrics on the radio side of things. And you're wondering, well, wait a second, where does this actually rank? And here it is by definition, I guess, we're blue blood content consumers.
You know, it's funny because TC's just right off set, but I want to just
love
tell
to
you,
hear that.
I just want to tell you this, Danny, you're welcome.
The pleasure is all ours, clearly. Hey, when we break things down here, and we're going to do so on our Mountaineer Insider podcast. Oh, by the way, shameless plug for that. We're going to get into some of the individual one-on-one matchups that are going to be so key on Saturday afternoon when we make our way to College Park. So you've got Zach Frazier sliding over to center. He was a guest on last week's podcast. One thing that I think is really important to note is that he's got an individual one-on-one matchup that is going to be key in his debut as the starting center for WVU. Wolf, you've already highlighted that, and you've got an early key for us.
Yeah, you know, because Zach, again, he's got to start off right away as the leader of the offensive line now. But he's got an opponent in Finau, who's a redshirt senior from Maryland. He's 6'2", 330 pounds. I mean, now you got a redshirt freshman that's going against a redshirt senior. You talk about a challenge. He's 330 pounds. Zach Frazier is going to have to have his game because they are a three-man defensive front. They are a four-man. But when they go three-man, he is head up on the center. And that's going to say a lot about where Zach Frazier is because I'm telling you right now, Finau is tough guy. You know where he's from? Kahuku High School, Hawaii.
You ever been?
Yes, I have. I'll tell you what, they come big out there. Fino, watch that matchup, I'm telling you.
So a few other matchups that we want to look at for. What are you seeing elsewhere? Anything on the receiver, the defensive back front? Clearly Maryland is long and athletic, and they do not lack speed at all. They are one of the faster teams I think WVU is going to see here.
There's no doubt, Danny. And what you see with our receivers, they are just going to have to be about themselves. Mm-hmm. One of the things I wanted to talk to Coach, I didn't get to ask him, is how important is it for the offense and the quarterback to just worry about what they're doing? And I think that he would say that it's extremely important in this first game. Coach Brown talked about the unknowns. And then, of course, you know, you have to talk about what he said about enjoying the process. Because what does he mean by enjoying the process? So, basically, they're not saying, hey, watch your feet. They're not saying, you know, watch your arm strength. Where's your touch? What's your first progression read? They're saying, enjoy the process. So what they're saying is, you know what you're doing. You got it. So now just go ahead, don't get uptight, be relaxed, have trust in your receivers, have trust in your offensive line, and enjoy the process and the preparation because you know you're prepared. If you know you're prepared, you're prepared. And that is the key, I think, that Coach Brown was making that I really want to point out because I think it's so important, especially if they want to get off to a fast start.
Any coach that says they know what they have, well, they might be fibbing. They don't know. That's what Neil mentioned early in his press conference today. He cites that, you know, obviously in high school you can scrimmage other teams. You've got the preseason in the NFL, and he, in an ideal world, would like to see college football maybe adapt something along those lines. What does West Virginia have? Well, share that when we return here. It'll be our closing thought here on the Neil Brown Press Conference Show. Do stay with us here on MSN, the Mountaineers Sports Network.
When the unexpected happens, it's good to know you can count on the certified professional restorers at Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration. Whether it's fire, smoke, flood, or storm that damages your home or business, you can rest assured that we have helped thousands of families just like yours. With the right people, equipment, and expertise, we are ready to respond 24 hours a day to get you quickly back on your feet.
I'm Neil Brown. When disaster strikes your home or business, tell your insurance provider you prefer the restoration company the Mountaineers call. Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration.
The Neil Brown Press Conference Show, presented by Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration, continues after this local timeout. This is MSN, the Mountaineer Sports Network.
Psst, Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
America, your children have an amazing superpower. That's right. They can help save lives by simply washing their hands. Just 20 seconds of thorough hand washing after they've coughed or sneezed or been outside can help fight against the dastardly spread of germs. Armed with only soap and water and hands, your superhero can protect you, your family, and everyone out there in America land. Amazing! Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
Watch out!
You got me!
The galaxy is safe once again.
In the pretend universe, kids play with pretend guns. In the real world, it's up to us to make sure they don't get their hands on a real gun. If you have a gun in the house, keep it locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nFamily Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
And thanks for being with us on your Tuesday afternoon. Dan Zhang, really Dale Wolfley, Neil Brown's press conference coverage brought to you by Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration. And this segment is brought to you by CEC, Civil and Environmental Consultants. They are hiring West Virginians to do West Virginia's work. Dante Wright joining us. We were going to ask the question about what we believe we know we have. That is the question that I think every coaching staff member is asking themselves here in advance of Maryland. What do we have? It's so hard, you know, going up against one another, right? You just mentioned, gosh, I'm sick and tired of doing that. So what do you think that you know that you have, Coach?
I know we have a very scrappy football team, mm-hmm. a very tough, a very physical, high-effort football team that cares, that matters. Really excited about the group. They can be as good as they want to be and when they're dialed in, and when they're not, they – just like every team in America, they have their issues. But we got a chance to be really, really good, and we'll see what comes on Saturday.
Yeah, Coach, talk about your safeties. Now, you got some older guys up there, but you also got some younger ones that are going to have to learn how to play. And Coach talked about playing some of those guys in the out-of-conference games before you get into the Big 12. So please tell us about that.
Yeah, I mean, as you said about the older guys, they are who they are. We all know who they are. That young group, I'm really, really excited about it. I don't know how much you'll be able to see them this weekend. But at some point early here, you're going to be able to see them, and they continue to develop like we did Monday Night Football last night. And I made every one of them do it still, even though it's in game week, and normally you wouldn't do that. But they need those reps to, because the more reps they get, the better they're going to be, the more confidence they're going to have, the faster they can play. So really excited about those guys, whether it be Aubrey Burks, Davis Malinger, St. McCloud, it doesn't make a difference, Caleb Coleman. All of those guys are going to be really, really good football players in time, and the good thing for us, we don't have to have them right now.
What is or was your biggest off-season success story as it pertains to your position group?
In terms, give me that a little bit.
So in terms of maybe somebody that you didn't have on your radar as much that really kind of shot up the charts and opened your eyes.
Yeah, I was really impressed with KJ. You know, I didn't get to work with him at first year when he was freshman All-American and everything. Mm-hmm. So I got to see him on film, but was really impressed with him, especially fall camps. Spring, he was really getting the rust off. Was really impressed with him throughout fall camp. And then Aubrey Burks, he was one that I wasn't sure what he was going to be. I knew he was going to be a really good football player, but it wasn't sure if he was going to be a safety, a linebacker, what. And I'm really, really excited that he is a safety. And he's not going to leave that room, and he's going to be a really, really good football player.
Well, good stuff, Coach. Now let's move to Maryland. I wanted to say this name anyway, so I get a chance to say it. So Tagovailoa.
I'm glad you said it because I was going to mess it up.
All right, because what are you seeing with him? Because he's obviously a running quarterback that has touch, and he's getting to be a complete player.
I think he really, really is a good football player. He's a really good quarterback. When he gets into rhythm, and early on especially, he gets into rhythm, makes some good quick completions, he's going to be really, really good the rest of the game because that's who he is. Now, if you can get him off rhythm and get after him a little bit early, now you got a chance to get some of the erratic stuff out of him. But if he gets to sit back there and just do what he does and see stuff and read coverages, he's going to be a problem for us. But then obviously his legs, you got to do a great job keeping him in the pocket. That's, in my opinion, the scariest thing of him is he can extend plays, and then obviously he can take off and rip the big runs.
And safety help up top is going to be of utmost importance?
Very crucial. Very crucial. Those guys are going to have to do a great job of not eliminating themselves is the way I put it in my picture, staying square and being able to give us bonus people in places when their side of the field's not being attacked, and now we can gain extra eyes on number three is what I'm going to call it, just so I don't mess it up. But those are things we have to talk about a lot.
All right. Well, we're going to be talking about it plenty over the course of the week as we count you down to kickoff in College Park. That'll do it for us here on the Neil Brown Press Conference Show. Thanks so much for being with us. We've got a podcast, Neil's Show, live from Kegler's from 6 until 8 on Thursday. And, of course, we're on the air with the Go Martin Mountaineer Tailgate Show on MSN High Noon. For the Wolfman and Coach Wright, Coach Reagan, and Coach Brown, this is Dan Zangrilli. Hail West Virginia. Let's go, Mountaineers. This is MSN, the Mountaineers Sports Network.
When the unexpected happens, it's good to know you can count on the certified professional restorers at Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration. Whether it's fire, smoke, flood, or storm that damages your home or business, you can rest assured that we have helped thousands of families just like yours. With the right people, equipment, and expertise, we are ready to respond 24 hours a day to get you quickly back on your feet.
I'm Neil Brown. When disaster strikes your home or business, tell your insurance provider you prefer the restoration company the Mountaineers call. Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration.
The Neil Brown Press Conference Show, presented by Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration, continues after this local timeout. This is MSN, the Mountaineer Sports Network.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart.
heart, and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Been listening to the Neil Brown Press Conference Show on MSN, the Mountaineer Sports Network. Today's show has been brought to you by Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration, the official restoration company of the West Virginia University Mountaineers, Farmer Klein and Campbell, West Virginia's injury lawyers, CEC, civil and environmental consultants, hiring West Virginians to do West Virginia's work, CECINC.com. That's CECINC.com. Be sure to log on to WVUSports.com to listen to this program in its entirety on demand. Also, be sure to download the WVU Game Day app, a must-have for West Virginia University fans. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of MSN, the Mountaineer Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.